Amen? Come on, we're moving forward. Exercising godly leadership. Let's go with it. How do I become stronger and not weaker as a godly leader? How do I become stronger and not weaker? And by the way, every one of you can be godly leaders. Everybody can be a godly leader. A few weeks ago, I started this series, and someone saw me who's a Bible knowledge fella, but he told me outside he didn't believe everybody can be a leader. I disagreed with him. You hear me? Yes or no? I believe everybody can be a leader. 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 Not everybody's going to have the same job. But no matter where you are, what you do, you can do it to the best of your ability. Amen? And you can lead wherever you are. We can lead, especially as brothers and sisters in Christ. We can lead. Can you live a life that's a godly example? Yes or no? Say. Is that a leader or not? Say. Sure it is. So, we can do this. Now, Timothy was a young man. Now, what does that mean? That means he wasn't an elderly man. He could have been anywhere from, you know, maybe 30 to 50 years old. Who knows? But they looked down on him. They looked down on him at the church of Ephesus. But he was a godly leader. But because of the struggle, he was what? Keep going. Let's look. This is good for us. We're not just reading the Bible about Timothy. It's about us, guys. He was the pastor of the church at Ephesus. But problems with the who? He was shepherding was affecting his and even his call to the ministry. You'll see Paul says to him, stir up that gift that was in you. Remember your mama and your grandma. He says that in the second epistle. Listen, son, and it's in you too. You're a leader. You stir that up. Don't you quit. Amen? So that's what I'm looking at this book at the angle. Okay? Problems with people can make you what? Or make you what? Let's talk about it. Let's talk real quick. Just a little survey. How many of you have had some problems in your life with a person or some people and it actually weakened you? Okay? It does, doesn't it? How many in your life you've had some problems with some people and you had to press through and though it nearly killed you, it made you stronger? Can I see your hand? It's about 50-50 in here this morning. Amen. That's the point. It's really up to you. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you if you're going to be weak or if you're going to be stronger. Amen? Push what? Up. How can I become stronger? That's the message this morning. How can I become stronger? Well, you do it by pushing up, by exercising godly leadership. Let's go with the message, Raj. We're rolling now. We start out in 1 Timothy chapter 4, that's our chapter today, verse 1 and 2. Some people will depart from the faith. Some people are going to turn from Jesus. Some people are going to turn their back on the true faith of Christ. It's going to happen. I don't want to be one of them. Can you say that with me? I don't want to be one of them. Okay? He's writing, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the last days or the latter times, and by the way, he wasn't writing this about our age, guys. He was writing it to Timothy right there. Paul thought that those days were the latter times, the last days, because Paul's been around a while now, and now a young man's taken over, and he's saying, hey, Timothy, the struggle you're going through, in the latter times, in the last times, this is going to happen. Okay? So how much more so for us? Amen? That in the latter times some shall what? Depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, speaking lies, and what? Hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Okay? Let's talk about that. Why do people depart from the faith? Number one, by following deceptive teaching. Okay? By following deceptive teaching. It happens. We're to stay grounded in the book. Amen? Yes or no? You ought to keep the main thing the main thing. There are full groups of Christianity that'll take one thing or two things that shows up in the Bible and they'll get on that horse and they'll ride that thing all the way home instead of staying with the main thing. Amen? Parts of the Bible I don't understand. But I know what people have tried to make of some verses in the Bible and it sure didn't mean that. Because they've gone cuckoo and crazy. Departing from real good teaching by the following deceptive teaching. That's why some depart from the faith. But now look at this one. Why do people depart from the faith? By becoming what? Hypocritical and lying. What do I mean by that? When you say you believe something, and yet you start living some other way, you're departing from the faith. And you're becoming a hypocrite. Okay? And you will depart from the faith by being a hypocrite. And you will become a liar. You'll lie to yourself. You don't even know you're lying to yourself. You think you're good and you're not. You think you're all right and you're not. You think you're okay and doing the right thing and you're not. We convince ourselves so often because we enjoy doing wrong that wrong is right. But it's still what? Wrong! You're just a nut! Amen? Yes or no? Absolutely. Somebody can come to church, somebody can come to church, love God, have a Bible study, and be a big fat gossip, and say, I love Jesus. Wrong! Are you hearing me? Don't just put the sin on the old drunkard and that kind of mess out there, guys. We become hypocrites. We pick and choose scriptures we like. Oh, yes. And then nose plain as a day on your face, and yet you're acting crazy. What's wrong with you? Amen? The illusion. That's how you depart from the faith. Don't be deceived. This is how you depart from the faith, by becoming a hypocrite. And sometimes you've already left the faith and you don't even know it. You hearing me? Well, amen. Praise the Lord. She's going to praise the Lord. We'll praise the Lord with her. Come on. Amen? By searing their conscience. Now, what does that mean? Let's just explore that a little bit. Flip to the next screen. It's my message. I'm just preaching to you today. Amen? Here we go. When you say something with your mouth, talk, but you deny it with your life, deeds, you deaden your conscience a little more every time. A little more every time. Now, this ain't rocket science, guys. This is just the truth. Amen? Say. Listen, that's why people depart from the faith. They say something with their mouth, but really, that little deed thing ain't working. And every time you do that, you're killing yourself. You understand or not? That's why people depart from the faith. More of this departing of the faith probably happens than listening to crazy teaching, to be honest with you. This is where we live. What you say you believe and how you behave should always go together. What you say you believe and how you what? Should always go together. I'm not saying we're going to be perfect, guys. But if you truly believe and you truly have faith, my goodness, why ain't that faith you say you have lining up with the way you live in? Amen? You're in danger of becoming a hypocrite before everybody around you, and you're departing from the faith of Jesus Christ. And Paul's saying that to Timothy. Listen, I'm sure Timothy's saying, Paul, you don't understand what I'm going through. I got this person, that person, this person. And Paul said, it's going to happen, fool. Just don't let it happen to you. Amen? Say, come on. Keep looking. Now, here's the interesting thing. We're still talking about the same little subject of departing from the faith and hypocrites. Verse 3. Here's these folks, the hypocrites. People departed from the faith with these rules, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, so you can't eat certain things, because they said so, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Without getting too deep into that, let's just stay with the same thought. Let's roll. Hypocrites are not godly leaders. Guys, you can walk the walk, it looks like, and talk the talk, but you really ain't walking the walk. And you're not a godly leader if you're a hypocrite. Say that with me. You're not a godly leader if you are a... Let's say it again. You're not a godly leader if you are a... You're just not. But the thing about a hypocrite and being hypocritical is we still want to be leaders. But see, you've departed from the faith and you've moved, and so you come up with other ideas and rules and things and excuse-making or whatever. Amen? And that's what was happening here. Hypocrites are not godly leaders. They turn from what? Truth to what? Legalism. Let's say it plainer. Let's keep rolling. When you believe and know the truth, you're less impressed with a list of rules of do's and don'ts. Let's say that as a church. That's really good for us. Even if you wake yourself up. Here we go. When you believe and know the truth, you're less impressed with a list of rules of do's and don'ts. Okay? Here are these hypocrites causing Timothy nothing but trouble, pains in the rear, departed from the faith, lying, but they're trying to tell him and all the church, now you can't get married and can't eat that. See, you're bad. You eating that. Nothing worse than somebody's not right with God trying to tell somebody who is right with God they ain't right with God. You hearing me? Yes or no? Praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. That's what was happening here. Are y'all lost? Are y'all still with me on this book? Amen? So, listen. So that's how it starts out. And Paul's trying to help him. But now I want you to know this is for us today. To not depart from the faith, to not become a hypocrite, to not have a seared conscience. Let me stop right there. To not have a seared conscience. What is a seared conscience? Here's a seared conscience. It's when you know what's right to do, but you do it anyway, and you tell yourself it's all right. What happens is that becomes like a skin, your skin that's been burned. You know skin that's been burned real bad? No hair grows on it or nothing. It becomes hard. You know that? That's what this says. Our conscience becomes seared like a hot iron. And so things, when we know to do right, and we're walking in the truth, and we know the truth, when we start to become a hypocrite and we turn from the truth and we turn to a list or whatever, what happens? That conscience stops working. It's like a hot iron. It's seared. And I tell you what, guys, you don't know and I don't know the evil that lurks in a man's heart. Without the Word of God and the cleansing and the washing of the Word, I tell you what, we're bad folk. I'm going to tell you that right now. You hear me? Yes or no? So I'm telling you what, to depart from the faith, to become a hypocrite, to ever put yourself in judgment over others and live by a list and become a legalist is very dangerous. Did I lose you? Walk in the truth. Okay? So to not have a seared conscience and to not live by a list but the truth, listen, if I'm going to not have this happen in my life, it's going to require some serious what? It's going to require some serious what? Effort. See, that's the difference between leaders and people who aren't leaders. Leaders are willing to put in the time. Leaders are willing to put in the effort in the Christian life. Amen? And this works, guys, in the workplace. It works in your family. It works at the church. It works in your community. This is a godly thing, a godly principle that we're talking about today. Leadership and godly leadership and exercising godly leadership. So, leaders lead. That's what leaders do. Now, let's see what Paul told him. Here we go. Push up. Some are going to depart. They're going to be hypocrites, son. Don't let that be you, fool. Amen. I know Paul didn't say fool like I do, but you never know. He was a tough old rascal. Here we go. Push up. How do I exercise godly leadership? Are y'all with me so far? How do I exercise godly leadership? I tried to use exercise to try to make it stick in your mind today. Number one, say that with me. Eat right. One more time. And I ain't talking about them peppers and cucumbers right there. If you don't want to depart from the faith or become a hypocrite, number one, eat right. Verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister, Timothy, of Jesus Christ. What's that word? Doesn't that mean eat? Nourished up in the what? Words of faith and of good what? Whereunto y'all that you hast attained. So what do I mean by being exercising godly leadership? You've got to eat right. Well, what do I mean by that? You refuse profane and old wives' fables. Let's talk about it. What do we mean? Number one, push yourself into the truth. Push yourself into the truth. Push yourself into the truth of God's Word. Feed on words of faith. Say that with me. Feed on words of what? One more time. Feed on words of... I tell you, if you're not careful, you can be like me and come from a denomination, to be honest with you, that focused on the rules and not words of faith. Did you know you'll be a better person if you focus on the promises of God? Won't you say? Isn't that good or not? Say. I'm not saying rules aren't in the Bible. I'm not saying right ain't in the Bible. Of course it is. But why has that got to be my focus? And who made me the policeman of everybody?
Come on, I want to live by faith, man. Come on. And this is the pot calling the kettle black. I've done this, guys. But I know this is the right way. Amen? Come on. Listen, feed on words of faith. If you want to exercise godly leadership, you've got to eat right. You've got to read the Word. You've got to discover the Word. And the Word ain't just so you can just every little, so you can tell everybody what you did. No, you're searching like for buried treasure, for those things of faith, for those promises of God, for those things that are going to increase you and make you stronger. Amen? Come on. And it's all over the book. Now, wait a minute. But you feed on good what? Doctrine and teaching. All right? But there's nothing wrong. You can be doctrinally sound and good teaching, but you can still have eyes wide open like, I'm looking for something from God today. Amen. I'm looking as I read my book here. I want to sow into me things of good things, positive things, faithful things. You understand? Promises of God. Push yourself like that. Now, here's this deal. Refuse godless ideas and fairy tales. Did you read that book or whatever? Come on. Nothing wrong with certain books, but sometimes we get on a hobby horse about a book. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not careful still, you can get really crazy. Amen? I have people stop by the office all the time. I'm going to go ahead and just be ugly. How about it? You want me to be ugly? Here we go. Stop by the office, and I love them. I welcome people by the office. But listen, first time you meet me, and out of your mouth is the first thing. What do you believe about tongues? How about can I say hi first? I'm waiting for somebody to ask me, what do you believe about the Bible? Do you believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus? Amen. But we get on all this, you understand? You know, hey, I'm not a legalist. I don't want to be, you know, but the bottom line is, I know tongues are in the Bible and all that, but I'm just not going to focus my whole life on something over here. You understand? Yes or no? I hope you understand. Okay? And that can be healings. That can be a word of faith. That can be a bunch of things. If we're not careful, we can really... Did I lose you? Okay. And we could say a lot of things there. We could talk a lot of things here. Pop it back up. Godless ideas. We can talk about... We can make more, listen to me, we can make more about how a church is organized. Amen? By, you know, how many deacons they have or how many that. I've had so many people over the years tell, you know, want that. I mean, it's just a thing. Where are you coming from? Where is that? You understand? Yes or no? You need to refuse in your life, if you want to be a godly leader, not to get off on something. Stay with the doctrine, stay with good teaching, but also push yourself toward words of faith, promises of God. Amen? Now, this is what he's telling Timothy. I love this. Life's hard enough without having to make things up. Who said that? I did. I'm talking to Roger in the office as we're going over the message, and here we are in the church. Instead of teaching the Word, we make stuff up. And life's hard enough without making stuff up, ain't it? Say, amen? Do what the Bible says. Stay in the book. Follow good teaching. Seek words of faith. Eat words of truth. Eat right, baby. Amen? Say, come on. That's number one. So push up if you want to exercise godly leadership. Number two, I got to fly. Number two, say it with me. See how this is working for you? You're not going to forget this. Well, what did he say? Well, eat right. He said exercise. Here we go. That's what Paul told Timothy. Watch it. He said, refuse profane and old fables. We talked about that. And what? Exercise yourself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits. Always one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Not really. I like to try to stay in shape, believe it or not. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto what? Having promise of the life that now what? And of that which is to come. Number two, exercise. Push yourself, number one, towards truth. Number two, push yourself toward what? Godliness. Train yourself in the ways of God. Say that with me. Train yourself in the ways of God. Train yourself in the right ways of God. Okay?
If you want to be a godly leader, you're going to have to train yourself in the ways of God. Amen? It's good stuff. Know this training is what? Most important. It's most important. Most important. Well, I got to have my Wheaties this morning. How about you having some Word of God this morning? Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. How about you having a little Word? That's what the Apostle John said in the book of Revelation. Jesus told him to take the book and eat it. He told him to take that little book and eat it. Remember the book? We should eat God's Word. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light in my path. I'll hide God's Word in my heart that I might not what? Sin against you. Absolutely. It, over and over, it talks about the Word. Your words are sweeter than honey from a honeycomb. Amen? Listen, you need to get down. If you want to be a godly leader, I've got to know that this kind of training is more important than my bodily exercise. Amen? Come on. This training is for living life. Right now and for all eternity. I spoke to the high school Fellowship of Christian Athletes the other day. And I had two coaches right here sitting up front. Right here. They were right here. Well, they're not quite my age, but they're getting there. Now, all these kids are playing sports. These two guys are coaching along with me. But you know what? We're not playing football anymore. Him and me, we're not playing football anymore. It's all about life now for us. You understand? And so, life is more than what these kids are practicing and doing. Now, I love football. We want to do our very best. But there's something more important than all this that you're doing, guys. It's called life. Amen? And that's what this is talking about. You've got to believe that. As a godly leader, you've got to know, I've got to eat up God's Word. I've got to hide God's Word in my heart. I've got to train myself to be a godly leader. Amen? Come on. Another little quote that came out of our talk with Rod this week. Life is the real gym. The gym ain't real life. I'm sorry to tell you, that little treadmill you get on and you look at all these little computers these days and you're in Costa Rica riding your bike. You ain't in Costa Rica. You at the YMCA. And people work out. I'm all for working out and staying in shape. But sometimes if you ain't careful, you can keep working out and working out and working out. And you look in front of the mirror and go, I look good. I ain't big enough. And we go like, no, you way too big. And you look like a freak right now. Stop. Do you understand? Sorry to be ugly. Even guys, we look in the mirror at ourselves and we don't think we look and we don't have the big arms or, you know, we're a little here, a little there, whatever. Hey, I'm all for exercise, but guys, why don't you take that kind of time toward being a godly leader? Why don't you take the mirror of God's Word? Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen. Why don't you take the mirror of God's Word, listen, and look into it and see what you see? It's good, man. The Bible, it's called a mirror. Is that what the Bible's called? The law of God is a mirror. That's what the Bible says. Okay? So exercise, bodily exercise is good. I need to do more of it. Right, Kim? But godly exercise is what? And it's the most important what? Absolutely. If you want to be a godly leader, how about you're not sleepy on me yet, are you? Yeah, you are. Keep going. Here we go. Push up, push up, push up. Number three. So eat right, exercise, and what? Look at that. Come on. You already knew the points. But I'm not talking about go to sleep or get to bed early. I'm talking about go ahead and put this baby to rest. Go ahead and put this baby to bed. That's my point right here. You go ahead and put this baby to bed. You go ahead and put this thing to rest, what I'm fixing to say. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and we both what? Suffer reproach. He's talking to a discouraged man. Because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach, Timothy. Rest. Go ahead and put the baby to bed. What am I talking about? Hang in here with me. Push yourself into what? Reality. Now, first one's push yourself into truth. Number two, push yourself into something else. Okay? In godliness. And number three, push yourself into reality. Go ahead and put this baby to bed is the idea behind the word rest. And that is this. Exercising godly leadership is going to be what? Work! And number two, exercising godly leadership will what? It's going to hurt. Timothy, I could see Paul telling him, son, you saw me do it. You saw me. Demas forsook me, Paul says. Hymenaeus and Alexander, they've left me loving this present world. He says in his writings to Timothy and to other churches, all I have is Timothy. All I have is Titus. Here's the great apostle Paul who wrote 13 books in the New Testament, who gave the gospel to that whole world. He said, Timothy, as a godly leader, it's going to take work. And Timothy, you're going to get what? One more time. You're going to get what? You're going to get what? Guys, you need to spend your time better instead of trying to fix every disgruntled church member. Did you hear me? Let me say it again. Listen, I don't want you out there fixing people to bring them back in here all messed up to cause me trouble. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You hear me? Yes or no? I've had people over here, somebody's a pain in the rear end, excuse me, and then somebody else talks to them, and so they try to come and fix me. I didn't leave, fool! Did you hear me or not? Not saying I'm perfect or that you're perfect, but guys, come on. We don't like to hurt, so therefore we try to fix everybody. Did you hear me or not? Hurt is part of the game. That's tough preaching, ain't it? It is good stuff, because it's right. If you stay in the ministry long enough and stay with Christ long enough, it's just part of it. People are going to hurt you, but that's not giving you a green light to go and be a hypocrite. You exercise godly leadership, you work hard, and you know you're going to get hurt. But look at this next point. Exercising godly leadership is going to require what? In God. Amen? Yes or no? See? Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to get hurt. I've talked to several of you in your life. You've had somebody come along in your life. Some of them have been religious people who hurt you, who left a scar. Your conscience, in a way, has almost been like a hot iron. And you have a heart. You know what I'm saying? It's tough, guys. Amen? Come on, Timothy, it's tough. I know, son. I know. I've been there. I know. That's Paul talking. You got to trust in the living God. Amen? Come on. I must believe that no matter how bad it gets or how hurt I get, God is good and God is what? Yeah! God is good and God is faithful. Amen? Come on, praise the Lord. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Here's the beautiful thing about reaching the lost and church work, and here's Timothy in the church and all that kind of stuff. Here's the beautiful thing. There's an endless supply of people out there that need Christ. Stay focused, Timothy. Know some are going to depart from the faith. Know that's going to hurt you. Know you've got to work through it and trust God. But listen. There's a sea of people out there that need Jesus. Amen? That kind of focus. You understand? I feel like he's saying. Pushing myself toward Him is what? Worth it. I got to keep pushing up. Keep pushing up. Keep pushing up. Keep pushing up. As a godly leader. Last point. Run the race. Run the race. Let no man despise your youth. That's a big old word. That's a big statement right there. People actually despise Timothy because of his age. Can you imagine that? But you be an example of believers, Timothy, in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity, till I come. And I give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. You do that. You keep giving the word. Don't neglect the what? The gift that's in you, it was given you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of
the leaders, other leaders, put their hands on you and sent you out, man. Meditate upon these things that I've written you. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to everybody. Take heed unto who? Boy, isn't that a big scripture? Let's say it again. Take heed unto, let's say you. Take heed unto you. Take heed unto you. Take heed unto you. Boy, wouldn't that help the church? Say. Amen. Timothy was hurting. He was discouraged. Instead of looking at everybody else out there, Timothy, look at yourself. And you keep doing what's right, brother. And doctrine, and continuing them, for in doing this thou shalt both what? And them that hear you. It sounds to me like Timothy was really on a... He was getting shaky and wobbly. Paul said, if you'll do what I told you, and you exercise godly leadership, and you be the leader that you are, and do these things, you're going to save not only yourself, but you're going to save others. We're done with some points. We had these different pushes. Push yourself into truth. Push yourself into godliness. The last one was push yourself into reality. This one's push yourself to what? Push yourself to what? And I just wrote down several statements. Won't preach them. They're just going to say pretty much what needs to be said. Number one, don't let the negatives that others say determine who you are. Boy, isn't that big? One more time. Say that with me. Don't let the negatives that others say determine who you are. Yeah, good stuff. And nothing like a hypocrite to tell us who we are. Amen? Come on. Don't listen. Number two, lead by example. And these things he gave us. By what you say, by the way you live, in your life, by your faith, and in your purity. Number three, never neglect. Talking to Timothy, but this is for us. Never neglect the ability that God has given you, and always give Him your best effort. You don't neglect the ability God has given you, and you give God your best effort, and I'll guarantee it, you'll be a leader. You'll exercise leadership, and you're going to lead for the Lord. Number four. Paul writing to Timothy, but just my words, what I saw, throw yourself completely into believing God, living for God, and serving God. Timothy, it's going to be hard. I know it is. And you're going to get hurt. And some are going to depart. But you throw yourself into believing and living and serving God. And then this is just, again, me to you. Quitting is not what? Nor will it ever be. Say that with me. Quitting is not an option, nor will it ever be. One more time. Quitting is not an option, nor will it ever be. One last time to be ugly. Quitting is not an option, nor will it ever. Amen. Exercise godly leadership. So you got to eat right. You got to exercise. You got to rest, which means put that baby to bed. And then number four, run the race. Amen. To set before you. Push up. Exercise godly leadership. Leaders lead. That's what leaders. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Thank you. Praise the Lord. It's a good word, Lord. Woo!